Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We've been talking all things budget. And in the last segment, we brought on Leslie Royal, who has just a wealth of information on where to find those deals so that that budget doesn't get kind of all stretched and warped out of position there. So, Leslie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Anita.
Well, thank you, too. And thank you for bringing so much great information to share with the listeners, because I would think that probably pens are like flying all over the place where people are trying to jot down all of this information. So why don't we just start off with how people can get more information, because I know you have all of these tips and all these great deals located somewhere.
Yes, indeed. With hotels, and that's the biggest next to your transportation. That's the biggest thing that you'll be thinking about when you're getting ready for your vacation. And with me, I like to set a budget, and it is a very frugal budget. And so I'd like to encourage people to set the budget that you're going to spend on your lodging, and don't deviate from that. And once you set that budget, then what you want to do is try to locate a 4 or 5 star hotel that will be having discounted prices at that time. Mm-hmm. And so then you will pay $109 for a hotel that four diamond or 4-star hotel that you would pay for a 2 or 3-star hotel. One example is when my husband and I were on our road trip, we went to Omaha, Nebraska, and there's a hotel called the Hotel Deco the 15th, a 4-diamond hotel, absolutely beautiful. They have drivers who'll take you wherever you want to go in a car. They have a complimentary reception in the evening. Absolutely beautiful hotel. And my husband and I Googled hotels.com, and hotels.com had that price at that time for $109 per night.
Wow.
And we took it. So hotels.com is an excellent website. TripAdvisor.com and Expedia.com are excellent websites. And I love TripAdvisor. And whenever I'm making reservations at a hotel or I'm thinking about going to a restaurant, my first stop is TripAdvisor. I don't move without it, because the wonderful thing about it is it has reviews from everyday people like you and me who are going to give their honest and candid opinion. And so you know exactly what you're getting before you go to the hotel.
Well, TripAdvisor definitely, I mean, it's this, that's what its name is. It's Trip Advisory.
Yeah.
So that is great information. But now tell me this, when you're getting some of these deals at the hotels, I always have to have my Wi-Fi. So do you have to look for an additional deal for free Wi-Fi, or does that kind of come along with some of these deals?
Well, Wi-Fi does not come along with a lot of deals. And so what I would encourage people to do is when you're making your reservations on Expedia, it will have a category that will allow you to check free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, free parking, and things of that nature, because a lot of hotels these days are starting to charge you for parking, particularly if it's in a downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always go to check out for those free things.
Now, Doc Bill, I know you would want to check off free breakfast, right?
Definitely for a free breakfast. And with since we were talking earlier about Orlando, are there any ways to look to get discounts and stuff in Disney World or the Disney area? That's a big thing for people with families and kids.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now, with Disney World, we understand that all of the theme park prices are a little high in Orlando. And so every small discount that you can get is wonderful. Disney World has a website called mousesavers.com, which offers 5% to 10% off theme park tickets. And if you're a member of AAA, and a lot of people are, mm-hmm. they offer discount prices as well. And you can go to Groupon.com, Expedia.com, and click on activities, and also RetailMeNot.com. You'll look up entertainment and then click on attractions, and all of those websites will give you information on theme parks that have discounts.
Oh my goodness, Leslie. I mean, you're just a wealth of information. I mean, you're like the walking budget and deal encyclopedia.
Well, thank you so much.
You have so much great information, right, Doc Bill?
She definitely does. And again, this is Leslie's Lane. We can find this information out.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And what is the website?
Now, the website is Leslie's Lane leslieslane.wordpress.com, and you can also follow me at Leslie's Lane on Twitter for information that I update on a regular basis. And you can go to Facebook and look up Leslie's Lane Free Stuff, like my page, and you'll be getting information that I post several times a week.
Yeah, now the show today has been brought to you by Leslie's Lane, and you guys can hear that this is definitely the place to go, because I know that there's more of this great information there. When we look through some of your previous blogs and your previous articles, because you also write for Essence.com as well.
Yes, I do. It's a pleasure writing for Essence and also Essence Magazine itself, as well as Black Enterprise. And this is what I do for a living. Write consumer pieces any way that consumers save money. I want to write about it. But most importantly, my passion is to educate and inspire people. And anytime there's a great deal, I want to scream it to the world.
Well, hey, and you're the person to do just that, because I am just amazed with all of the information that you're sharing with us. But now, Doc Bill, you know how I love to bring a souvenir back, so I think I better ask about that. So what about souvenirs?
Oh, absolutely. When I'm traveling in the United States, my favorite place to go is to Walgreens. And Walgreens has the best selection, best collection, and the best prices of souvenirs. Whenever I can go to Walmart, I'll go to Walmart, and it can be hard to find souvenirs, but when I find them, they have the best prices. And when I'm outside of the states, I'll go to several places, and then I'll ask them if they allow me to pay cash, or share with them if they will bring their price down of the souvenirs, I'll pay cash. And there are a lot of places where the U.S. dollar is worth way more than to use the credit card. So they usually are very accepting of that. And certainly mousesaversdiscount.com for discount on Disney products. And you don't want to buy Disney souvenirs in the stores if you don't have to. The best place to go is the premium outlet. There's a Disney outlet store there, and their souvenirs are drastically discounted.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, what about books to read or anything like that? Can you recommend anything? We're coming down to the end of this segment, but are there any quick book titles or books that you can recommend or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Two of my favorites, The Penny Pincher's Passport to Luxury Travel by Joel Witzer, and he shows you how to leverage your rewards program points hotels and flights, and then Five Star Living on a Two-Star Budget by Margaret Feinberg and Natalie Nichols Gillespie.
Now, Leslie, give us your website again, because, again, the show is brought to you by Leslie's Lane, and you can go there and find all of this great information plus more. So what's the website?
The website is leslieslane.wordpress.com.
Thank you, Leslie. This has been great. So much good information. We'll also have a link to your website on travelbagswithanita.com. Now, you guys stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to talk about all-inclusives, because that's another great way to save money. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
I'll be in Georgia, baby, by the time you get up. Another worn-out day in that big old truck. Road is my life. Hope you understand. So